Hey Jeff, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm busy. I'm doing good, but doing busy right now. I just wanted to follow up here real quick. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. You guys were recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. It's actually based off some borrowing history you had there with General Electric. It looks like we got you guys pre-approved for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base and see if you had any plans there for the business we could help you out with.
We really don't at this time. I'm fine. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, is there a time of the year where you guys do look to make those moves or assess the business?
Not really. I mean, I bought some equipment a couple of years ago, and it lasts forever. I mean,
really?
It lasts 20 years, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just some Bobcats in there, basically ran by just us. We don't have a rental business or anything, so.
I gotcha. How's business been for you guys this year?
Okay. June, July was kind of slow, but other than that, it's picked back up.
I gotcha. That's actually some pretty good news there for election year, you know, with the way some of these businesses have been operating.
I know, it's been a little hot, so that June, July always is the same for us. It's like a slower time for residentials, but even the commercial still kind of what's being built is being built.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always June, July kind of thing.
You guys, so you do both? You do commercial and residential?
We do, and it's in synthetic turf installation. So, you know,
okay.
like I say, the equipment that we do have, it's purchased a couple seasons back, and it's pretty much almost a one-stop shop. It'd be a while.
Yeah, I see. Is there ever a time where you guys are ever maybe put on, like, net 30s or net 60, like, on the payout structure there for some of those contracts, or is it usually pretty upfront?
Yeah, I mean, there is that 30 and 60. I mean, it's just kind of part of it. I mean, nothing I could do to change that part.
I see.
That does happen.
Are you guys able to keep the cash flow going there through those times where you're not really seeing as much cash even with the business still operating? Have you ever ran into that problem?
Yeah, because we're kind of small. We have, like, three guys, and then it's you know, two other that's the owners, and it's really not a big operation. It's just profitable when we're working.
No, I get you. You know, some of these companies here, you know, they get on the net 60. They just need some extra capital there maybe to get them through a month or two of work. But, you know, you guys were pre-approved, and as long as you guys maintain the borrowing history you had there with GE, you know, the offer will still stand. So if you guys do ever run into a pinch or maybe some cheap equipment you were looking to bring on, our approval process.
Just equipment, or do you guys do, like, rental properties too, or not really?
So we do equipment financing, and then we do working capital. Are you familiar with working capital?
What was your interest rate on that?
I mean, it's just going to depend on how much you were looking to bring on, the term length. There's a lot that goes into that. We work with a lot of different businesses and different credit tiers and sales, so we don't really have a set rate.
Yeah.
But it's just going to depend on what you were looking at. But it's just unsecured cash, so you could literally use it for whatever you see fit for the business. So if you needed it for payroll, operations, marketing, really anything you could use it for. Was there going to be anything maybe down the road you were looking to do?
No, like I say, we're maybe leaning towards buying a rental or two, but I just wasn't sure. So it's probably better just to do the home loan for that, you know?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, that's probably definitely going to be
really be a functional office for our business. It would just be a side investment, you know.
I see. Yeah, but I mean, if you ever do run into those situations, it's definitely something we can help you out with down the road. Is there maybe a good email there for you, Jeff? I could just shoot you my info for if anything does come up.
Yeah, it's turfprosynthetics@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we did send out. It'll have my contact information in there as well. And like I said, you guys do run into a situation or a new opportunity comes up, or you just want to get a little bit more familiar with the programs, definitely feel free to reach out. My direct dial will be in the email as well. So that'll send you right to me. And like I said, anything comes up, definitely feel free to reach out.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
No worries, Jeff. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.